I'm a soldier, sitting in forehead. Give a thought to yourself. My forehead is my cave. I'm sitting inside the cave. I have entered this body. I am Master Yan Suri. I am the most fortunate soul in this body. I am full with God's power, Master Almighty. Visualize yourself, powerful energy from me it is spreading out. I am separate from this body. For some seconds, just think all elements of my body got mixed up with the nature. Body disappeared, and I am Nirakar soul, incorporeal soul, only me. Now I started to fly up to my home. I reached in soul world. This is my home. Golden red light is spreading everywhere. Here is deep silence, sweet silence everywhere. Feel entire silence of my home is entering me. My mind is becoming silent. up above me. Here is my sweet Father. The Supreme Being, the Almighty Gyan Surya. His vibrations are coming down to me, I am receiving full energy from my Baba. We both are very close. From my sweet home, I came back in my body. I'm sitting on the throne of forehead. Powerful rays from me are going to my brain. They are charging my brain. My brain is becoming full of pure energy. I am supremely pure soul. In this body, I am an angel of purity. In soul world. Shiv Baba. Visualize him. Keep visualizing him. Immense energy, unlimited energy from him is spreading out in whole Paramdham. His ocean of purity is a purifier. His pure vibrations, pure energy from Baba is coming down to me in the form of a fountain. So now enjoy pure energy, receive it, absorb it. So are you enjoying the answerer? Peace. Spiritual vibrations here. Very powerful spiritual vibrations here. Baba had blessed this place with spirituality. And I am seeing the time. I am visualizing the future. Very soon, time will come when people who enter this campus will become free from disease automatically. You know, at present time, two kind of disease are becoming the biggest challenge for the world. Cancer and depression. Mental disease, cancer, heart disease, kidney failure, severe problem of the world because of food. We know because of karmic account, but physical reason is food. Pesticides are sprinkled on the crops, on vegetables. They go inside our stomach. They cause many diseases. So I have worked on the power of thought, specifically power of subconscious mind. power of thought of self-respect, in the words Swaman, how they can heal our disease. Wonderful experiences I got in last 5-6 years. So we have got a miraculous power in our thoughts. All these 3 points of today's class, stillness, stability and silence, they are related to single thing, one thing, the key to all these 3 important dharana is to silence the mind. If a man, if a person learns this art, how to silence the mind, how to slow down the speed of mind, mind will become stable. You can enjoy easy yoga in life. When mind is silent, then mind is most powerful in the world. When mind is silent, we vibrate very powerful energy around us. It goes throughout the world. It goes to the nature. When our mind is silent, we can enjoy our supreme abode, soul world. We can make our life easy. We can remain free from many diseases, free from all tensions and anxieties, free from, I can say, all problems of the world. We can remain unaffected from the vibrations of this Kali Yugi world. We can remain beyond the effect of this Kali Yugi sinful world, dirty world. So, how to silence the mind? Psychologists don't know the art. They will say, slow down the speed of mind. Use the power of your subconscious mind. But how to slow down the speed of mind? In India, in bhakti, in different yoga exercises of our country, they had been teaching to recite mantras, chanting mantras. If you chant a mantra again and again, mind will become silent. They used to ask, chant this mantra 10,000 times in a day. So there will be no margin for mind to think anything else. Mind becomes silent. But after that, again mind will start running here and there. Many people teach even now in the world, in your countries too. Some call vipassana, some call easy yoga. They teach, observe your breath. Breath coming, going out, coming, going out. Inhale, exhale, and mind will become silent. It is also temporary. Some other people teach, observe your thought. Keep observing your thoughts and make your thoughts silent. That is not also a right method. Nowadays, if you observe that a waste thought is coming up in my mind again and again, you can't stop that. So watching is not the solution. Only the Supreme Teacher, Shiva Baba, has taught how to make your mind silent, not only silent, but powerful. Very pure, very positive. When I go in outside world and somewhere in colleges I have to give any lecture in front of the professors, Last time I went in front of the scientist, famous scientist of India, who make missiles here, they were asking how to become positive. What are the positive thoughts? What are the elevated thoughts? When I asked them to create elevated thoughts in their mind, they were asking, what are the elevated thoughts? We don't know. Only God's knowledge teaches us what are the elevated thoughts. And you all know, simply, thoughts of self-respect are the thoughts of higher consciousness. Thoughts of self-respect are the most elevated thoughts in the world. You need not to go here and there in the search of elevated thoughts. You can make a list of the point of self-respect, not many, 25 points. Remain in the intoxication of those thoughts and your thoughts will become great. For example, I am a great soul. Very good thought of self-respect Baba gives us always. Do you believe you all are great? How many of you are great, please? All are great. Neither people can ask this question in any gathering, nor people can raise their hand that we are great. They think it's ego. It's not ego. It's self-respect. I'm the most fortunate soul in the world. No one in the world is as fortunate as I am. Do you think so? God, the fortune maker, He is making my fortune great. God, who is the giver of fortune, has come down to give me everything. Everything. So we are most fortunate. So self-respect is the best method to slow down the speed of mind, to make mind positive, or to create elevated thoughts in mind. One thing only, self-respect. So you all, I know you would be practicing self-respect, but go in the depth. Your theme is to become Bap Samani. Is it written here? In harmony. Oh, in harmony all. Bring that board here. You have this theme of becoming Bap Samani. If we think we have to become Bap Samani, many questions will come up in our mind. People have not become Bap Samani in 83 years. How can I become Bap Samani? It's impossible. Forget it. Leave it aside. Otherwise it also will become a new tension. Bap Samani. Baba. See Baba or Brahma Baba. They are the greatest, highest on high. How can we become Bap Samani? But I tell you, I share you one experience which I got from Baba's Murli in 1982. Don't think you have to become Bap Samani. Think, I am Bap Samani. And you will see the magic. I did not know one thing. In last 10 years I came to know that secret, one great secret about thought. Each thought generates energy. not downplays, very important secret of this universe. Each thought of every person is creating energy. And this energy from soul first goes into our brain. Then it is spread in our whole body. Then it goes outside. It makes an aura around us. It affects others. So our each and every thought is creating energy. So I am Bab Saman. If you create this thought with full confidence, with full acceptance, what it will do, you can understand. Very great kind of energy will go to your brain. I am a great soul. Pure energy will go to the brain. I gave this yukti to many, those who had the problem of insomnia, sleeplessness, no sleep at night. They were suffering from this big problem, taking pills, one, after 1 month, two, after 6 months, three, after 1 year, five, and no effect sometime. So I suggested people to write down, I am a great soul, before going to bed. Suppose you have to sleep at 10:30. At 10 o'clock at night, start writing, I am a great soul. Accept it. I am a great soul. So pure energy from this soul started to go into the brain. Brain became silent. And after 5 days, they started to sleep while writing. It was a magic for them. Their copy, their pen, they left and they slept. What is happening nowadays and what is going to happen in this entire world, you must know. It's the greatest secret of Baba's knowledge. Listen it carefully. Now this whole cycle, which has started in the beginning of Golden Age, now it came at very end of Kali Yuga. Now is the time of very end. It will transfer now, turn there now. So what will happen? You will see in this world three big things now in future. Two big things. First thing is, on this planet, on this earth, you will see a spiritual revolution will take place. And it will begin around 2025. A spiritual revolution. All souls of all religion will just accept that I am a soul. He is Supreme Soul. He is my Father. They will say, my Baba. Mera Baba. Because unless they say, my Baba, they cannot go in Mukti. Mukti. Paramnam. And all souls have to go in the liberation, in soul world. So, that mukti is also the inheritance of God. And He will give inheritance when all will become His children. So, all souls of this world will accept God is my Father. Up to the end. Second revolution you will see, the revolution of purity. Now is the revolution of vices. That will be the revolution of vicelessness. All souls of this world, because they will have to go back, so that pure sanskaras will emerge in the mind, and they will think they have to become pure now. Third thing, which has started already in this world, that is a bad thing, worst thing in the world. Everyone's all karmas, they are in brain, just as they are in soul. And you must know the secret, whatever is there in the soul, that is also printed in our brain. Brain, its structure is wonderful. Doctors, all scientists, medical scientists of the world could not understand what is here. Only 10% knowledge of brain, scientists, medical scientists of the world have. That's 90% is merge. People don't know about that. So everything is here. Pure sanskaras of deities, divinity of deities, that is also here in our brain. Vices, sinful actions, whatever we did in Iron Age world, they are here. So now time has arrived. And in very near future, in 2-3 years only, you will see in many minds that negativity will become active. Karmic account, all karmas, they are in dormant form now, according to psychology, according to their language, they are in unconscious mind. They say just it is unconscious mind. They will become active in the conscious mind. Therefore, many would not sleep at night. So it will be our duty, your duty in your country. Prepare yourself to fulfill this duty. Suppose 1 million people are not sleeping at night, they will remember you. They will remember you. And it will become your responsibility to make them sleep. So you have to become ancestor, master, great, great grandfather. And just will give vibrations to them for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and will have a thought in your mind, all get sleep, enjoy a sound sleep now, and they will start feeling sleepy. This will be the effect of vibrations. But for that, you need very good yoga, very good self-respect, very good purity. Good wishes for all. Not this thought that they were very sinful. They did lot of sin. Let them settle their karmic account. Sometimes we also think this way. Why to interfere in their karmic account? No. It is not interference, it is our duty, our responsibility. They are our brothers and sisters, we have to help them. What do you think? We must help them. And they will remember us, because we are their ancestors. In Hindi, East Dev, East Devi, worshipworthy deities, worshipworthy goddess. You are the same to whom they had been worshipping since long. They will remember you, O Devi, help me, I can't sleep. So you will have to help them. Otherwise, they will not allow you to sleep at night. You must know this. So come to the point, we have to silence our mind. Now, for our happy life, for our content life, because we need contentment in Brahmin life. And contentment comes when our yoga is good. When we are satisfied with our yoga, when we enjoy our yoga, we enjoy our Amritvela, we enjoy our spiritual practices, then we become content soul. Otherwise, discontentment. So, for this, prepare yourself for one thing only. Practice. Practice. Many times practice. You can make a 1-point program for yourself. Very simple method I am suggesting. 1-point program. Today, I will practice. I am an angel of purity. And I will do this practice for 50 times. Or every hour, 5-8 times. In 1 hour, 8 times. Just while working. I am an angel of purity. That's all. And if you can give 5 or 10 seconds for this, I am an angel of purity. Just for 5 seconds. So pure energy will go to your brain. It will heal your brain. It will heal your many diseases. Because all diseases begin from brain. Brain is the controller. Everything is here. There are many centers in our brain that are the secretion of many chemicals from each part of our brain, and that secretion is based upon our thoughts. You must remember it. So if you have this thought, I am an angel of purity. So many glands of your brain will secrete very good chemical, very pure, very useful, healing. It will heal body. So it's the great method. Second day, you can have a thought, I am soul, self-sovereign soul, just 50 times a day. Should I tell you 7 points for 7 days? You will do? I hope you will do. I am Master Almighty. There are simple practices. I am Master Almighty. And from each part of my body, red rays of might are spreading out and making a powerful aura around me. You will enjoy it very much. You can create such powerful aura around you once in the morning, once at night. Only 2 times. And then all other times, I am Master Almighty. This aura will protect you from bad energy of this world. Because bad energy, effect of the bodiless souls in the world is increasing a lot. It is also becoming a severe problem of this world. Because many people are committing suicide every day. Accidents are taking place. They don't get rebirth. So they stumble in thy space above us. So their presence in thy sky, in thy space, it affects us, the people on the earth. And sometimes they affect fully. They come to you. They disturb you. So if you create this powerful aura, you are safe. You can give. You would be able to give mukti to them. If you give them vibrations, they will get rebirth. It is mukti for them. Otherwise, they keep stumbling in this space for years and years. There they suffer a lot. It's punishment for them. Many people, those who are committing many sins in the world, they also don't get rebirth. They also become bodiless soul. So, third day you can do this practice, I am Master Almighty. Fourth day, invoke Bap Dada to you. Once an hour. In 1 hour, once only. Invoke Bap Dada and feel his presence in front of you or in your home or in your office. Just, Baba, come down. No any other method. Baba, go there. Invite him. Baba, please come down. And he will come. Will he come or not? Immediately. And feel that Bap Dada both are standing in your home. From each part of his body, rays are spreading in your home. Your home has become full of God's vibrations. You can feel it for 1 minute, for half a minute, it will work. Fifth day, just a simple remembrance. This drama of 84 births is over now. It has come to end now. Now I have to go back to my home. Remembrance of return journey. I have to go back. You can churn once in the morning. I have to go back to leave everything here behind. Nothing will go with me from this world. I have to leave everything here back. And not only this thing, but I have to go back to achieve everything from Baba. Leaving everything of this Kaliyugi world behind and receiving everything from Shiv Baba. Becoming full, I will go back home. So once an hour, feel that soul is going back home. Visualize it. Sixth day, a simple remembrance. Baba is with me, with his thousands of arms. Wonderful experience you will have. Just once an hour, Baba with his thousand arms is with me. I am not alone. Baba with his thousand arms is with me. Feel his presence, his combined to me. And on seventh day, you can do one powerful practice of yoga that you can make it also very simple, that from Almighty fountain of might is coming on me. Just the fountain of his rays coming down on me. I am under this fountain. Once or twice an hour, that's all. So make such simple program. You can choose many other thoughts. Sometime, all souls are playing their own part in this world drama. How beautiful is this drama? Wonderful world drama. All souls, see everyone as a soul? All are playing their own part. No complaint, no blame. Drama is accurate. Everything is fine. Churn this, and mind will become stable. This drashti, this is spiritual vision, all our souls. It helps us in purity, in stability of mind, in very good, easy practice of yoga. One day you can experience, see everyone as a soul, and your mind will become stable on Sri Baba. In yoga, in order to make mind still or stable, practice of visualization is very important. Visualization. For that, I suggest you one simple technique. For some days, not forever, you can just choose 5 minutes for yourself. Spare 5 minutes. Any time. Morning or evening time is good, but any time. And practice the drill of visualization. Visualize the soul for 5 seconds. Point of energy. Visualize now. I'm the point of energy here. Then for next 5 seconds, visualize Sri Baba in soul world. Point of supreme energy. Supreme source of energy. Then again, 5 seconds. 5 minutes is a big time for this. You would do 20 times at least. It will make your visualization practice easy. After some days, 5 days, you can visualize for 10 seconds. 10 seconds, visualize soul, visualize supreme soul. You can add some new thing. You can visualize your perfect angelic form in front of you. You can visualize your divine form of golden age. This, I was this, I was like this. Make a picture of your future divine form, deity form. I was this. It will silence the mind, it will give you intoxication and will make everything easy in life. You must know one another secret. If we give little time for self, we increase our efficiency. It's also a beautiful thing. Suppose you complete your work in 10 hours. You work hard. It takes 10 hours to finish your work. But in the beginning, in the morning, at night, or you do such practice, mind will become silent and efficiency will become double. You will finish that work in the beginning in 8 hours, then in 6 hours you will remain free. Life will become easy. You will have not to face any problem in your work. Everything easy. When you cook in your home, I suggest you one beautiful yukti and you can have good experience. When you start cooking at your home, just remember one thing. Baba is with me, with his thousands of arms. I am not alone. And see how fast your work is done. You will see what it is. It is finished so soon. You will experience his help. Suppose sometime you have to do lot of work. I am alone. No, I am not alone. Baba is with me, with his full power. And you will see your work is done before time. Remain easy. Second, very important, I used to suggest few dharana for you. For these all 3 points, stillness, stability and silence. Make your mind, make your life, make your karmic style very easy. Many people are not easy in the world. Many get tense immediately. Suppose they have to do this work, first tension will enter their mind. Have confidence in yourself. I will do everything. This is nothing for me. It's easy to me. Have such thoughts in your mind. Everything is easy to me. I am more powerful than this work. I am more powerful than this problem. I will solve it. When there is any problem in your life, write down few things. This is my problem. Then, this is the solution of this problem. Then, God Himself is with me with all His powers. Then, I have got knowledge. In drama, everything is easy to me. I will solve this problem. Your tension will remain half immediately. Work, do this work, writing work. Otherwise, human nature. If there is one problem, we keep thinking that again and again, again and again, again and again, all day night. Start writing. Just give 5 minutes for that. This is my problem. And this is the solution of this problem. I will solve this problem. Baba is with me. Nothing is difficult to me. I can solve the problem of entire world. Think like this. Emerge your powers, inner powers. They will get emerged and solution will become weak, weaker, weaker, weak and will finish. Sometime, if we don't communicate to the problems, they finish automatically. But human nature is to connect self with the problem. To communicate with them all the time. Keep thinking for them all the time. So our energy goes to the problem, they become powerful, we become weak. So this way, next thing, I suggest one very powerful thought to all of you. I have done this in my whole life. You have to write down 16 powerful points in your personal notebook from Babaj Murali. Only 16 powerful points from Babaj Murali. What kind of point? Which make your mind silent. Which make you very light. Which make you very powerful. Which make you very intoxicated. Which make you remind many good things. I am giving example. Because what is happening with many Brahmins, they forget powerful points of Muralis. So, if you note down powerful point, I suggested only 16, you can note down 25 or 50. Every year, after finishing Baba's season, after listening all Muralis of Baba, because in beginning, Baba used to come 50 times in 1 year. Then 30 times in 1 year. But then after some time, 12 times in 1 year. Now 8-10 times in a year. So, I did always. When season finished, I studied Murli and noted down powerful points of the Murlis. They became energy for me. We must know, we have to make Baba's knowledge into our wisdom. Make it your wisdom. Not only information. Remember these two words. Knowledge has become information only for many. But we have to make it our wisdom. So if you note down, then definitely you will remember them. Read them sometime. Once a week you can read them. They will become your divine wisdom and they will become your power, your energy. Two things. Wisdom and power. So this way, we can make Baba's knowledge our wisdom and our energy. It will help us a lot to control our mind, to silence our mind, to experience peace, and to enjoy our whole life. Because it's not that still mind or silent mind, but we have to enjoy our life. We have to make our life divine, an example for the world. A stress-free life. A peaceful life. Happy life. Powerful thoughts. So these two things. Can you do this homework? 16 point only. So, one example first. Baba always says in Murli, give up your burden to me and become light. Have you listened this version? Give up all your burdens, surrender your burdens to me and you become very light. You can keep this thought in your mind. But Baba's next line are most powerful. He mentioned Baba, father, your father, who is able to take away the burden of entire world. Will he not take your burden, my sweet children? You are my sweet children. I am always ready to make you free from all burdens. But you don't see me. Baba's words were most beautiful. You go to those who have two hands. You don't come to me who have thousands of hands. Means you go to your friends. To your relatives, to human beings. You don't come to Almighty. So So always note down such point. Second example, I keep always these thoughts in my mind. Baba's words are, those who are intoxicated of Master Almighty, but I am Master Almighty, problems and obstacles cannot come to them. A good motivation for our life, that if we practice we are Master Almighty, problems and obstacles will run away from us. Third example I am giving, you can note down. Baba said, change your I-ness, I and mine, into thy. I am responsible? No, Baba is responsible. This is my problem? No, this is Baba's problem. And become a carefree king. Such Baba, beautiful words, can become the support for our whole life. Next point I would like to suggest you, we all have got secret knowledge of world drama. All secrets of drama. You can note down 5, 6, 7, 8 points of drama. Bring them into your practice, into your use, and make your mind easy and happy, stress free. Just as first point. For example, drama is accurate. Very good point. People used to ask this question, why God cannot change this drama? I want to bring a change into this part. Can I change? God is Almighty. Why can He not change this drama? Baba has answered, drama is accurate, perfect. There is no mistake in drama. Why to change? When a thing is perfect, why to change that thing? So drama is accurate, means everyone's part is accurate. So we need not to think about others, parchintan, no. All are playing their own parts. We can, if we remember this thought once a day, drama is wonderful, accurately it is going on, all are playing their fixed part. Director has given them this part, they are playing their part. Okay. I give you an practical example. In India, many years before, film directors made a serial, a big film of Ramayana. You know Ramayana of India, story of Rama? So every week it was coming on television. At that time in India there had not been so many TVs everywhere. So serial of half an hour was coming on that serial. So a man who played the part of Ravan, he used to get angry and like devil. So he was a Brahmin, Lokik Brahmin. So once he came in Pandavan, Madhuban, he came in kitchen. And people started saying, oh, Ravan is coming, Ravan is coming. And he was laughing. I'm not Ravan, that was my part. I don't do any time anger. That why I have to play that role of being angry. So now, just analyze this event. There was one part, Ravan. And that man, he was very cool, silent, pandit. So we cannot mix up both. Similarly, you can think, all are playing their part. That is not the reality about them. In reality, they are pure soul. They are peaceful soul. They are deity souls. Think this way. So you can choose 5 points of drama. I like 1 point very much. This drama repeats identically after every 5,000 years. We all know. So whatever is past yesterday, suppose that was very bad. Very bad. We don't want to remember that. If we remember that, we start crying. We become peaceless. We lose our happiness. We don't want to remember that. But it is coming again and again in the mind. So think. This scene, this event will repeat after 5,000 years. Why to repeat it now in my mind? Think this way. So we keep repeating everything in our mind that will end. Finish. So this way you can use the knowledge of drama in order to make your life happy, stable life, stable mind, peaceful life, happy life. This way you can churn many things. I am thinking one thing is coming in my mind. 4 days are left in Baba's day, and you all have come here to enjoy that day. I'm right? So I would say few things about that, and I would like to give you 4 practices for 4 days. So you are free here. You can do. And you will enjoy 15th of, it's November? November, 15th of November, Baba's Day, very much. You can experience Baba has come. Not on 15th of November. Whenever you invite him, he comes down. Many times you can meet with him. So, very important thing, he do come. Have this faith in your mind. Now, when Baba is not coming in Dadi's body, he is not coming and neither he will come in future, that role finished. Because his plan is different now. Plan to change this world. This will not continue forever like this. And plan to make all Brahmins perfect. You know the speed of Brahmins. With this speed, we Brahmins will not reach to our destination. Or can we reach? Never. It will take 1,000 years. So it is in the mind of God some beautiful plan. Only great yogi souls can catch his plan. So he will not come down now. But the important thing which I want to say to you, that day is the day to achieve many things from Baba. He is Bholanath. You know this word? He is Bholanath. At that day specifically, he will give everything to you, whatever you wish to achieve from him. So, believe it. And that time, that day will be the day of receiving blessings from Baba. So whatever you want from him, suppose you want, you have this thought, Baba, I want to become a great yogi. Suppose you want to become a good yogi, successful yogi. Go to Baba in subtle world. Keep your desire in front of him and make a vision. He gave tilak on your forehead and blessed. Be a good yogi. Accept it. Said that day. Suppose you are facing any problem, go to him in subtle world, talk to Baba. Baba, this is a big problem in my life. I want to become free from this. Make vision. Baba, put tilak on your forehead, put his hand on your head, and he spoke. Child, become free from this problem. Feel his blessing. So this way, that day will become a great day. It's a great day, although each day is great for us. So this way you can observe silence at that day specifically. Now 4 points for 4 days. For today, I am an angel of purity. And from Shiva Baba, pure vibrations are coming down to me. simple. Don't make it tension. 3, 4, 5 times per hour. Simple. When you are listening class, I'm an angel of purity, pure energy came down for 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Tomorrow, I'm Master Almighty. Full intoxication. Master Almighty means I'm most powerful soul. Almighty Baba has blessed me with his all of his power. You are Master Almighty. I'm giving you my powers. Now you are not only powerful, but you are full with God's power. And Baba's powerful rays are coming down to me, fountain of energy on me. Third day, you have to invoke Baba, Bab Dada, once an hour, once only, feel his presence. Even while listening class, you can invoke him, Baba, come to me. Put your hand on my head, make my intellect divine. You can ask him anything. It's not asking like bhagats, devotees. It's asking with right. Baba, do it for me. I'm negative. I want to become positive. Baba, help me. He gave blessing. Third day, Baba will come. And fourth day, Baba's day. Very good experience from the morning all have to do. That from as soon as you opened your eyes, Almighty is giving such light to entire world. Feel it. His light, his such light, his powerful vibrations are coming down on whole world. Enjoy this for some moments. And then, have a thought, I am most powerful, most fortunate soul in the world. Because today I will meet God. Today I will enjoy his company, his presence. And feel that Shiv Baba, only Shiv Baba, from soul world, is coming down. Coming down, came in front of me. His Gyan Surya, you know this in the beautiful word, son of knowledge, but Gyan Surya. He's in front of me, 4 feet, 5 feet away from me. And from there his rays are coming to me. Very powerful yoga. Many times you can do it that day. I am most fortunate today. I am meeting with God. Not I will meet. I am meeting with God. Baba, come down. He came in front of you. Thus you will enjoy. And you can do all those practices when you are in your country, in your job, in your home. Thus, mind will become stable, life will become full of delightfulness, and enjoy your Brahmin life. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Now sit with one feeling. I am Master Almighty, powerful aura of might is here around me, and might of Almighty coming down to me.